Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello there and thank you for listening. This part of the show is brought to you by Amazon. Our email addresses are sarah@radioalice.com and vinny@radioalice.com. Sarah with an H and Vinny with an IE. You can send us anything, you know, get long form feedback. We especially love when you give us bad advice emails. So any kind of problem you're having, you know, I'm reading through a few of them right now for the ones, the shows we're going to do this week. We do them on The Secret Show. It's a podcast we do in addition to this show. And you can find that at radioalice.com. Here's one from Darcy. Sarah, Scott Caparo is the funniest comedian I've ever seen in person or on TV. He probably knows he's fantastic, but just in case he doesn't, please tell him for me. Did you enjoy him Saturday night? Was he on fire?
Yeah.
So the answer's no, everyone.
Oh, no. Did he have a hissy fit?
No.
Because that one time, last time he was in town, he had some meltdown. He even admitted to it, but he was like, yeah, I flipped out on someone.
And like a heckler or something?
Yeah, and totally flipped out. But someone had written in and went, I couldn't believe what was happening. Mm. He was completely... So he didn't
undone.
Do that.
No, he was very funny. All right. The venue was a little difficult because we were sitting in the back. And I caught every other joke.
Oh, you couldn't hear him?
No. It's hard to hear him.
Ow.
Were the drinks wet, though?
Yeah, we were right by the bar.
All right.
Where they were sitting then.
But he was very funny. He, I think, was nervous.
Really?
Why?
He was talking, I don't know, he was talking really fast. Oh. And just, he seemed nervous.
That's so unlike him.
There was a few things he was doing that I was thinking, I've never seen him do that before.
Maybe someone showed up.
Oh.
To see him that was unexpected that made him nervous. Either an old friend or maybe a talent scout or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
Was he on something?
No. Oh, he did say he had smoked some weed before.
Oh,
but
well,
I don't
there it
know.
Is.
That, I don't know if that's part of the joke.
That'd you
know,
make you nervous.
I don't really know. But he was like adjusting the mic stand a lot. And there was like no reason to adjust it. His hand just kept going there. And just...
Well, we'll have to ask. Is he coming in tomorrow?
Yeah, he's coming in tomorrow. He just seemed real spazzy.
Oh, like flapping his hands around like that?
Yeah. But from what I heard, he was very funny.
Well, that's good.
What you heard.
He was funny.
It could have gone about...
She heard every other drink, every other joke is every other joke. She had her head in her drink.
It could have gone about 15 to 20 minutes shorter.
Always tell them that, man. Leave them wanting more. 45 minutes is, I think, the max. Because, I mean, who can look at anything for 45 minutes anymore? Even a good movie, I'm like, when's this over?
But you should watch Big Brother. You know, the host of Big Brother is so good with her mannerisms.
Yes.
She's amazing.
She has a very calm physicality while presenting. He could learn a lot from that. Yeah. That twitchiness.
That is a great piece of advice.
It's not a good look.
He should be more like the host of Big Brother.
She's so good.
We should all try to be a little bit more like Julie Chen. Shame.
I know you love her. Is the show over, by the way?
No, it ends. It ends on Wednesday. Oh. And by the way, so I watched the Stupid Friday edition,
recap.
It was a total recap.
Oh, burn.
And they were supposed to start the first of the three part final head of household, and they started it with 2 minutes left to go. The entire thing was really just a fluff piece where they basically said scripted things to lead the producers into the next. Oh, it was so awful.
I was watching, they had on this network I watched, the Fuse Network, they had the called After Dark?
I think it is called Big Brother After
and
Dark.
And the three people were answering questions from, I guess, the audience?
Oh, they're having interactions with the outside world?
Just like little pieces of paper. Everyone like picked it out of a bag and read a question.
Was it interesting?
Oh.
I was trying to like it, but I didn't.
I don't like the three people that are left either.
Me neither.
I do like Josh. He's actually grown on me a lot.
Josh has grown on me a lot, too.
I hate it. I was like, get him out the first couple of weeks. And now I just...
He's still a tool.
Yeah.
But, you know, when he's in with all those guys, by comparison, he's starting to look good.
Sad to say.
Yeah.
Your meatball. The moment he won me over, though, was when Paul turned the waterworks off and
he's all...
He had that look on his face like, is this really happening? Just was like, oh.
And I know that, you know, it's hard to judge, or I should say, it's easy to judge from our couch.
Yes.
Here are grown men who live with their moms, but people with jobs can't leave.
I know.
For 3 months. So that's why these guys are grown men that live with their moms who can play the game. Because I couldn't leave my life for 3 months, could you?
It would be very difficult to arrange that, Vinny.
Right. Most people are in that situation.
Right.
And Kevin is a stay-at-home mom or dad.
Right.
You know, I mean, these people don't... not everybody can tap out for 3 months.
That's one thing that happened in the little retrospective thing. They were showing a lot of stuff you've never seen. And Kevin was ranting and raving about how he's got these six daughters and one son, and their house got... repossessed in 2008 because his dad had a bunch of medical bills that he had to mortgage the house to pay for, something like that. And he basically, like, there's him and all his kids standing outside the house crying their eyes out as their neighbors are, you know, bidding on the house as it's being auctioned out from under them. It was tragic. I was like...
This is file footage from his own life, not...
This was him admitting this to someone
that it
on
happened.
The show.
But yeah. They had video of
Oh,
it.
No. He was describing the scene as they were all standing out for. He's like, oh, you know, you don't want to see that for your daughters when you have six of them and one son.
No, you don't.
No. Anyway, I don't know how we got here, but Amazon has a job
Julie
that
Chen.
Fits your life. Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
It's okay. Seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area, visit amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs. Equal opportunity employer. Okay. We're watching Ray Donovan.
Yeah.
I just want to ask you, are you still into the show? Like, we watched the third episode, and I got to say, I was just at the end of it going like,
I really
want to
hear both
watching?
Of your reviews, please.
Well, there's a lot of, like, really short scenes. Like, they're 20 seconds long where, you know...
Bunchy goes and looks at the storage thing.
Yeah,
the girl,
like,
you know,
knocks
shows
on the
up.
Door.
Right.
Yeah, or he'll drop off a dog. And
or he's walking the dog down the street fantasizing about boning the neighbor.
Yeah. Like,
it doesn't seem like they... They know what they want to get to, but they didn't craft the scenes. So,
It's confusing.
I didn't, like, love the third episode. I was hoping we'd see a fourth last night, but we just ran out of time, so.
They threw you out, huh?
Yeah, they threw me out. They threw me out.
John had to drive Riley back to Berkeley, and we still had to watch Big Brother. We didn't throw you out. We just, it got to the end of the night.
Right, what are you going to do?
It's all
right.
How was dinner, Hooman?
It was good. We had it was John's birthday, so we got the Indian food. It was really
sorry. It's our go-to.
It's
man.
Crack.
So
I mean,
GD good.
You know it's bad for you, but man, it's so good.
Who cares? Just put it in my mouth.
What? So, are you guys going to continue watching it?
I think we should because we're only how many episodes have you watched?
Have
you
I'm watched behind.
All six? Oh, you are.
No, I'm behind one. I didn't watch it last night.
How about you, Vinny?
Was last night number five?
I think it was
five
number six.
I am behind as well. But I'm behind because I'm not enjoying this season as much. No, I'm not. I do think the point the director is trying to make is this. I don't want to give too much away, but the person, there's a key person. Was a center point.
Was the spindle upon which everything revolved.
Yes,
was
way more important to the whole thing than anyone understood. And the director is trying to show that. And yet, as a viewer of the show, what you've really seen is that Ray Donovan has just been selfishly, whether it, I don't know what I can say.
His dark isn't interesting anymore without that person's light. Like, that person was the anchor that every, and even with the kids and the, and I mean, everyone's just sort of going outward and people are understanding each other even less. And everyone's life is kind of S in the bed all at the same time.
So like, I get what they're going for, but what we usually watch the show for is this one particular person sort of juggling all these balls, and it's his demons that he's out there.
But
you
he's
know.
Got this thing that's a solid piece that's worth protecting, and now it's this whole crazy, like, I don't know where they're going to go from this. Even once they get sort of past all this, like, where's his anchor point? What are they just blowing off the family so that he can? I don't know, man.
It's confusing.
It is. It's confusing, and I just don't know how they're going to recover from it. I just, I care a lot less about the show than I have. I couldn't wait to watch
it. I think that they'll be able to, I actually very much believe the show could be fine. I think he's overcommitted to this thought process. And he may blow a whole season on it.
Mm-hmm. Like it feels
a,
like it
like
so
a
far.
Whole season's gonna be blown on this one sort of theme, and it'll be fine once they get past it. I think.
I hope so.
There's plenty going
and
on.
Bring back
there.
Avi. Where the hell's Avi?
I don't understand
does he come back
what
in,
happened to him.
Does he come back in the fourth or fifth episode?
Yes, he does. Okay. But I don't. Okay, never mind. We should stop talking about this. It's
Ray
so
Donovan,
crazy.
Everyone. It's on Showtime. Okay, here's the music charts. There are a few new things in the top 10. This is, you know, the number one album in the country. We got it for you here. They do not just chart this on actual units sold of albums anymore. It is also, I think, every 10 singles sold counts as one album, and streams also figure into this as well. So charts are wonky now as everyone copes to adjust with the new way we listen to music, which is really streaming it, not buying it. Thomas Rhett debuting at number one on the country chart. I mean, sorry, on the Billboard chart, and I'm sure at number one on the country chart. So there you go. There's your charts. It destroyed everything else for its second week at the box office. Surprise.
It's only 2 weeks? I thought it was three.
This is only the second week.
Oh.
It feels like longer because we've been talking about it for so long.
Oh, all right.
So it made another $60 million to top the box office, $217 million in 2 weeks.
Where are you at in the book?
I'm at... Ben just hooked up with Bill and Eddie Kasparak at the... Right after, what's the guy's name? Henry?
Oh, the bad guy.
He punched Eddie in the nose, and now he's having to ride back on Silver to get, you know,
medicine. Oh, it's on.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. So they're not all together yet.
But it's happening. It's starting to happen. Okay.
Oh, and he just told a story about how back in January in the freezing cold day, he saw it down on the ice. Dude, freaking creepy. Thank God for the 5 o'clock whistle, huh? Anyway, it is in theaters right now. And it's
based on a Stephen King book.
On a Stephen King book. It's good. I tell you, the movie is good. I really wanted to love it. And so from that standpoint, it was somewhat disappointing. Plus, it's bad to see a movie in the middle of the day. I swear to God, those seats are so comfortable at the Metreon. I was just like,
yeah, but you had Yuzi with you. I mean, you guys got to cuddle up. Check a flick.
Yeah.
You had burgers, right? Before
the burger was also a mistake. Thank God we didn't have a beer. We were like, oh, beer and a burger for $9.99. Let's go. We're like, we shouldn't do beer. Let's just have sodas. Because otherwise we would have definitely fallen asleep.
Bad sign for it.
A beer? One beer would put you to sleep?
At noon? Absolutely.
All right.
If I want to take a nap. That's, if I was desperate to.
One beer for me is a run. I'm on it. That's just number one of 19 or 20.
So there were two new movies, American Assassin. You guys talked about that one, right?
We did. Me and Johnny Mosley reviewed that on a Monday.
You liked that.
Yeah, a lot. It's really good.
It debuted in second place.
How much?
Wait, which one? Mother?
No.
No.
Oh.
Second place was American Assassin. Mother was third.
Oh, right.
How much did Mother, the huge film, Jennifer Lawrence,
they did
one
promote
of our
the, out of
greatest
that thing.
Stars, how much did it
take a guess.
I already looked.
Oh. Guess?
$8 million.
It's $7.5 million.
Oh.
Yeah, good guess.
It's bombing, and it got terrible reviews.
Yeah.
And Bryn hated it, and that's one of the reasons he doesn't like doing movie reviews anymore, films like that.
Not necessarily. But I didn't like that movie very much.
Hey, everyone, this week, Liam Maklum's coming back. We'll be reviewing The Kingsman Part 2.
Oh, I loved The Kingsman, and I'm hoping that this one is even within the realm of the first one. Halle Berry looks funny in it.
And Liam is also going to talk a little bit about Battle of the Sexes.
Oh, that looks awesome, too.
Oh, cool.
Oh, that does look good. I want to see that.
So, are they both coming out this week?
They are, yeah.
Oh, okay. But you don't want to see it?
Tuesday, I just can't. So, but Liam said he'd go check it out.
All right.
What? Why can't you? That's your job.
I know.
He has other things to do, you said. Oh. He's got a very full social character. Calendar.
It's 7 p.m.
Oh, it's at 7 p.m.?
Oh, yeah. Gayless?
No, bedtime.
Well, although better be that hot chick from the wedding pre-party.
Olivia.
Yeah. Oh, is that her name?
Wow. Isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, I need to write that down.
Don't write it down.
Her name's Olivia?
Mm-hmm.
Olivia!
It's so close to Olive. It's like meant to be.
You should just call her Olive.
Wow.
Let's call her Olive.
Or at least Ollie.
Where does she do yoga? Where does she teach yoga?
She's getting her teacher training certificate. Oh.
How can you call her one of the best?
Because she used to teach somewhere, but I don't want to give that place a plug.
Because she wasn't certified?
No, it's because
they had uncertified teachers. No, is that why you don't want to plug them?
It was a bad falling out. With that.
She found out she didn't have a certificate? Or?
Ah, that's too bad.
Oh, look at you taking shots. Oh.
So Olive's going to get her credit.
Credential. Yes, and her credit.
Then she'll be legit.
And Equifax.
And then we're...
and freezing.
And then where will she teach?
We didn't get to that.
Does she live in the Marina?
She lives in the city, yes. She lives in the city.
Oh, it's meant to be. No bridges.
Wow.
Oh, human.
I'm complicated.
You are complicated.
What was that buzzing sound?
What is that? Oh.
Oh, too late. Too many sounds.
Marina.
Oh, I love this song.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Olivia,
it's our new favorite song.
Are you kidding? This is a cartoon.
What cartoon?
It's a little pig girl.
Yeah,
Olivia, right. The little pig girl.
Yeah. You don't think I know? Olivia's great.
I love that. All the people in our lives have theme songs.
Have you ever taken Olivia out before, just you and her?
No, there have been groups of us that have hung out, though.
Have you ever kissed her goodbye on the lips?
No, are you kidding me?
I don't know.
Why not? Was a moment ruined?
That happens every once in a while.
Does it?
Yeah. The moment's
gone. Hey.
Well, I mean, I'd stick around, but the moment's been ruined. So we'll see on the other side of this.
Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happiest of Mondays to you. I tell it's going to be a great week.
You can?
Yep. I can just tell right off the bat. All signs point to yes.
All right.
It's going to be good. This part of the show is brought to you by UCSF Health. Coming up at 9 o'clock, the beginning of week 2 of our grand prize, 6 nights at the Hard Rock Hotel, Puerto Vallarta. This week, you get qualified with tickets to Coldplay, October 4th at Levi's Stadium. And then you're in the running for the 6 nights at the Hard Rock. So 9 o'clock is your first chance to get qualified. 9, noon, 3, and 5 are the times to win. UCSF Medical Center is ranked the number one hospital in California by U.S. News & World Report. UCSF Health, redefining possible.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club. Ease back into your routine today with a free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubs.com/routine to get started.
Good times over there.
You're not kidding. I have not gotten enough Bay Club in my life lately.
Why not?
Squeeze it in.
Just been busy, but I'm looking forward to it. I'm coming to the end of a long run of stuff.
Yep.
Hey, I wanted to start real quick with a text because we need an update from Sarah. So here's the text, 510. Have we heard about Sarah's visit with Village yet? In the Village voice. Hey, Sarah, thanks for not my dad's root beer. It was delicious.
Yeah, it's good.
So you liked it. Okay, you didn't like it.
I liked it. I had one. It was fine.
You had one of them.
Yeah. It's a, it's like, it just tastes like root beer with like a weird bitter bite to it. And I did think, oh, that's fine. I wouldn't drink more than one of them.
Mm. Hmm.
But he loves them and he mixes them with vodka and puts all these concoctions.
Oh, really?
I know. I was just like, oh, so we're not just drinking those. I see.
Well, he had to do that because you drank one of them. He probably needs all six to get properly wasted.
He
and
had
then
12.
What?
And he had, I bought him 12 of them. Oh. I had one. John had one. I think one or two other people had one. And then he had the rest of them, and I still think there's a couple in the fridge. I don't think he likes them that much. he likes the Moscow mules that I make him.
Oh, that's, you guys were on those too.
Oh yes, and we did a shot of tequila this week, which I never do. I never do that. Oh. It was great.
It was great.
Started with it.
Oh. Mm. That's the move. You know, that could be the end of a long night. If you know what I mean.
Uh-huh.
You take a shot after you've been partying too hard, that'll bring it all up.
Yeah. Yes, it will.
Oh, God.
What have I done? I know. I never do shots, but because I've had bad experiences with them, they're just a terrible idea. Like, and they always, like, seem like a good idea because you're wasted, which is the last time on earth you should ever be doing a shot. But we started with one, and it was like...
Good for you.
Yeah, it was weirdly fun. But not recommended. I'm not. Oh, I would love to line them up. I don't do that anymore because I'm a grown up now.
Right.
I am a grown up.
A new study found that relationships are more successful if it's an attractive woman paired up with a less attractive guy.
Oh, no wonder me and John work out so well.
The researchers found both people are happier that way.
Oh. Well, that's
the women
I'm
are
looking
happier.
I'm looking around at all the relationships I know, and I think that works.
The women are happier because the uglier guys are more likely than good-looking guys to give gifts, do extra housework, and really give their full effort in the bedroom.
Oh, I see. Full effort.
And men are happier because, you know, they've got a hot wife.
Yeah.
When things are the other way around, they found there was a husband... And there was a husband that was more attractive than his wife. It led to big problems, especially for the women. Those guys were less likely to do them favors, give them gifts, and make them insecure to the point where they were likely to obsess over exercising and dieting.
Oh. We do overthink things as women. If we know we've got you, you know, if you're down a step from us, it feels good.
Sarah.
Yara.
Do you have a plan in case there's a zombie apocalypse?
I do.
11% of people do have a plan.
It's really just my emergency plan, but we laugh about it all the time and say what we'd do. You got to wait it out. You got to wait out the initial attack. So you have to have someplace safe for that, which we do.
No. You do?
Mm-hmm. It's not going to be a comfortable place. It's, you know, our crawl space is not enormous. But we all our crap's down there and we've got some stuff ready to go.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
The top 7 things that we'd do in a zombie apocalypse include find a good place to hole up.
Yeah, that's the key. You got to let the thing, you don't go outside and go, what's happening? Oh, get off me. Why is my neighbor fighting me? No, at the first whiff of zombies, you get in the hole. Got to wait it out.
All right. But you guys gave up on the whole plan for weapons. That doesn't...
I know. We're not weapon people.
That's a huge mistake.
It is a mistake. And I'm going to regret it in the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, you are.
Because I'll tell you, the people who have the guns, yikes, they're serious about it. Mm-hmm. Like, I went to the shooting range one time and went, oh, God.
Not everybody's like that. I have a gun and I'm not like that.
Yeah,
trust me.
I'm sure not everyone is. But everyone that was there that day, I was like, oh, I do not want to meet up with you in the apocalypse.
You will meet people who have... By getting one, they've started a habit, and they have...
It's like tattoos.
200
Now they
them.
Have an arsenal.
Right.
No, I got this book called How to Trap and Dress Animals in the Wild or Hunting, something.
What?
I don't know. But it has all these awesome traps that you can make.
Oh, you mean... By dress them, you mean eat
skin
them.
Dress
okay,
them, you know,
like,
get them,
what?
Prepare them for eating and use the skins and stuff. You know, you're going to need all that stuff in the zombie
you
apocalypse.
You read a book.
It's an awesome
or
book.
Or you just threw it in the hole.
No, I read it.
Oh.
It's just like a little, you know, a little paperback size
thing.
There's
going to be plenty of time to read that in the hole, Sarah. You should have saved that.
Yeah, but I don't want to use up all my flashlight batteries, Vin.
All right.
So this book, though, has these awesome, like, ways to set up a camp and set traps all around the camp to keep intruders out, not just to get animals. Yes, Vin, your hands up.
So you're telling me you guys are going to climb down in this hole and lay there in the dark until... For how long?
A couple days. You got to let it rage on for a while because then they start to herd up. They get into little herds. Right.
Will.
So then you're able to like figure it out. Plus, I've learned a lot from watching Walking Dead. I know some stuff to do.
People, the number two thing people do to get ready for the zombie apocalypse is gather supplies like food, water, first aid stuff.
Well, you should have all that stuff anyway. I mean, you know, we're laughing, calling it the zombie apocalypse. Obviously, that's not going to happen. But because people aren't going to die and reanimate, it's more like if there's a natural disaster or some horrible, you know, God forbid, nuclear EMP, whatever it is, you need to have some supplies. Forget zombie apocalypse.
Find weapons.
Oh, God.
On the list of things to get ready for in the zombie apocalypse is go out and start killing zombies.
You do need to kill them. Don't forget the double tap, people. Watch Zombieland. That's a good one.
Has made people crazy.
Yeah.
It's right up there with HGTV.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And all of the horrible decorating ideas people come up with because those TV shows have given them some kind of personal power like they're decorators.
Because you can be a decorator.
How many times have you looked at houses and gone, oh, my God.
HGTV gone wrong. Lots
what
of times.
What have they done
a few times. You know,
to
people
that place.
Try. They try. You know, sometimes you're successful. Sometimes you discover that you're like, oh, I bet I could do that. And then you do it and you're like, look at that. It looks great. Other times you're like, well, it's just paint. We can paint over it.
A guy at the gym in Western Germany on Friday grabbed one of those weight plates you put on a barbell and tried to sleep with it.
In the hole in the middle? Mm-hmm. Oh, did he? Oh, no.
He got stuck.
Of course he did. Oh, of course he did.
Firefighters came to help, but they couldn't. Actually, the thing is, when I first thought about it, I thought, those big plates have
big holes.
How big?
I'm making the circle for you.
I thought it would just be the width of the barbell.
That's what it was. The width of the barbell, but then on the ends, they've got big. Really?
That's an Olympic bar. Let me look it up.
Yeah, they have big, but he was using a 5-pound weight, which means it was the small.
Oh.
Anyway.
Well, thank goodness it wasn't a 50-pounder. That would have been, you know, really difficult to walk in with to the
Here's
ER.
Here's the one Vinny's talking about.
See the big.
Oh, yeah. No. That's not what I was picturing at all. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he got himself stuck in there. Firefighters came out to help. They couldn't remove him. Yeah. So they had to saw the weight off.
Jesus.
It took 3 hours of sawing to finally get him free.
Well, because they got to make two cuts, right? They got to cut all the way down on one side, and then it's not like the thing springs open.
No.
Now you got to cut another wedge out. Oh, that's embarrassing.
They say it could have taken days if it was one of the 45-pound weights. It was only five, they say. He's okay.
Oh, thank goodness. And he keeps all his junk and everything? Maybe he'll be more careful with it in the future.
Well, you'd like to think so.
You should just go for things that you could like smack against the wall and they'll break and fall off if you can't. You know what I mean?
Like what?
I don't know.
I don't know what you mean.
I don't know.
That sounds dangerous.
Not
too,
a bottle glass?
Well, at least you could get it off of there. A watermelon. I don't know. I'm not a man. I don't know what kinds of things you think of. I'm just thinking, you know, a barbell does seem like something that, boy, if that got stuck on there, that could be a problem.
Anyway,
not a lot of give in a weight.
Don't play with glass, kids. Don't listen to Sarah.
Yeah, don't listen to me. I don't know what I'm doing with that thing.
That's why you didn't get one.
Yeah, apparently.
Hey, I just wanted to... I don't know if I completed the crayon saga, but...
No.
Blutiful is the new color they're putting out.
Oh, Blutiful.
Remember I told you a month or two ago...
Yeah, they're getting rid of one of them.
They're getting rid of one color, and it's this big... crayon promotion. I actually am living crayon life right now. So
what color is beautiful? Do they have a picture of what the color
they
is?
They did have the color. I don't have it on me.
Light blue, dark blue,
it's,
aqua blue?
In the middle blue.
Oh.
One of those artsy blues.
Like a cornflower.
There you go.
Oh. It's like a dark, it's like peacock blue.
But it's not navy.
Oh.
And it's not light blue.
I was looking at the thing there. No, it's more, it's almost like a,
royal.
Purpley blue.
Yeah.
Like a blue periwinkle.
Is it beautiful?
Yes.
I actually like the, there's a ribbon there that says meet beautiful. And I figured that was the color. And that's a really pretty kind of tealy peacock.
Yeah, I
like that much better. Actually, that blue looks ugly next to the blue of the other one.
I just got tips beautiful. For all of you adults out there who eat out from time to time. Ask for the crayon kit. It really does make dinner a lot more enjoyable. What dinner out, I mean.
Yeah, I know you do like to doodle.
Coloring is like, all right.
It's the opposite of having a conversation with the
person. Eat as long as you want. I got this butterfly I'm going to just work on here. It's fine.
You could, you know, have a convo.
Really?
Relax. Just put a little space between each bite.
Our text number is 800.
Chew and enjoy.
3697. Oh, you know what I haven't done? I haven't done any sports. Hold on a minute. Let me just report real quick. The 49ers lost over the weekend. The Raiders got a win 45-20. Marshawn Lynch
looking
dancing
good
on the sidelines. Is a highlight reel. You got to see that. Did you see it?
I did see some of the game.
No. Oh. Marshawn Lynch dancing on the sidelines.
Was there a meme that was created about it or
just,
something?
He just, they were doing great. He started celebrating and apparently was the dagger in the Jets' hearts.
So did he get fined?
No, I don't know if he'll get fined, but it's really cute. Hmm. He's having a ball.
He's the one who's getting the reality show, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Also, the Pats won. Cal won. That's where our boy goes, everyone. Yeah, he's a Cal Bear.
Suddenly we care about that.
Yeah, we do. And tonight, it's Detroit at the New York Giants, if you're into Monday Night Football. All right, I'll read the rest of all your texts right after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.